begin the current daf misachim sachim daf mem dal begin with days begin to taste the master begins with the gemara and what them are the time. The same thing applies to Arla on 2 points. So he explains, well, which chumra of the three do not apply by Arla, because the gemara had said that you could learn out tam ki ikar by klayim from Nazir, because Nazir has three leniencies, not also forever, doesn't have Isra Na, and there's a het of the Isurai, and still you say tam ki ikar klayim, which has all these three stringencies for sure. And the gemara says, and Arla has two of the three stringencies, and says to his b'chinim rin perikam the gedushin of b'chadish. The gemara similarly says in Kedushin of Lamechesim and Aleph regarding the prohibition of the new grain that you could learn out from Chadash to Klaim, that the Isser is in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutzlatz, because Chadash has three leniencies like Nazir and Klaim has the three stringencies. And the Gemara says, and additionally regarding Arlo, that they're also that there you're going to have two of the stringencies, and therefore you could learn a couple of Chaim at least from those two elements. Now So Taisa explains the Pirshat Kodesh. Rashi explains. So what's the two out of the three? Because the Arla in Isur is Olam. By Arla, the prohibition is not an everlasting Isur, because the Achashalash Mutter, after 3 years, the fruits are permitted, and therefore it only has the other two. It says Taisa Bakasha, difficult good Masha Mutter Achashalash is permitted by Arla after 3 years. Hainu Ilan, that's the tree. The Ilan Linesim Olam, but the tree was never forbidden as Arla. Rakapri, only the fruits. For Pri Eli had, then the fruit does not have a hat. So why is it missing one of the three? Rabbeinu Tam gives a different interpretation. He says, no, this is saying that by Arla it's going to have two of the three stringencies. That's in the fourth year. The Yesh Hetel Isuri, then there's a Heter for Isuri, which is one of the other three stringencies. You actually, what's forbidden could be permitted. Adipidia, by redeeming it, or Lehavel Yishlam, or bring it to Yishlam. Yes, Netter Avai is also forbidden, but there's ways of permitting it. That's a second interpretation. Verima Farshari explains, Dinazir V'chadosh, by in the cases of our Gemara and the Gemara Kedushin regarding Nazir and the new grain, there when we said Ein Isur Nisur Olam, that it has a leniency, which we're trying to learn out to everything else that has a stringency and show the Isur of Tam Kik or Chutz La'aretz, when we say that they don't have an everlasting Isur, what does that mean? Shagodlum and Agefen Achashlam as Nizir, because whatever grows from the grapevine after the Nazir finishes Nazir is Lechalav Isur, the Isur does not take effect. So to the new grain, whatever comes out of the stalk of the grain after the emor is brought, it does not take effect. Because since it took root before the emor was brought, so to Arla after 3 years, whatever comes out from it, the iser does not take effect. So therefore, it's on that stringency that we're saying that the Isser is la'ilam, that does not apply by Arla. So according to the Ri's interpretation, this that we say that you learn that by Arla by two is that it has an Isra Na and there's no Hetili Surai. But regarding Isra Ilam, that it doesn't have. Now, more of a taste explains, the Yesh Hetili Surai, this that we say that there is a Heter for the Isser, Yesh Lafarash Kepesha Kuntras. You have to explain that Grasha, what does that mean? We're saying that Nazir has these three leniencies, and one of them is being that there's a heter for its iser. She Nazir takes manik as a Nazir during his time of his naziris. Yesh lahet al deishayli, he could undo the iser by going to the sage. And b'chadash na'am lebihuda, chadash also the new grain, which is the context of the Enigma Kedushin. They're also going to behuda the amay yom hen of kulo yasa. They says the day of when the aymer is brought, the whole day is forbidden with the new grain. Yesh lahet al takes manik the aymer, that there is a way it's permitted if the aymer is brought. Whereas the arla in lahet al takes manik, whereas the arla there is no way of permitting it, and therefore that's one of the two stringencies that Arla does have. Now, but Sedente's address, he says, but the Yalda Bizkane, the butler, what do you do with a young tree, that's Arla tree, that gets mixed and grafted into an old tree, and that we say it's nullified, and the fruits are actually immediately permitted? So that's difficult, because you see Arla has a head to Bateres Mano. And as it says, no, ain't it Elan to Arla? That's not because of the tree of the Arla thing itself, and that there's a heter for it somehow. No, the pan chadash is bolikan. We say it's nullified in the older tree, which is not Arla anymore, and it's like a whole new tree. But literally, Arla itself never has a heter, but takes mana. Vayim Mefarshri, additionally, the Ri explains, he says this, that we say regarding the chadash and nazir, that there's a heter lisurai, is shaprishal chadash shenese kvar. Means to say, because the fruit of the new grain that was already forbidden, and mechen liyitzim and agef, and kodesh lemes naziris, and also what comes out of a grapevine before his naziris is over, yesh len heter bashlemes man isur. There is a permissibility for it when the time of the isur finishes. When chadash is permitted, when naziris is over.
regarding the fruits of the first three years, and that which grows from a forbidden mixture in of klaim, that the fruit that was forbidden never has a permissibility. And so it appears in their ikka, this interpretation seems primary, because then the insert lamak review, then you don't have to say, like we said before, which that would be the interpretation of what we said, what, according to Rashi, what does it mean, het to least, right? Which that would be specifically according to Behuda, where Yom Hennef is Kuli Aser, according to this, you don't have to say that. Now, Sais explains, Vein Lach Shal Pirzei Donas, according to this interpretation, that Milo Choshev Yesh Het Talis to Beshela. Then why didn't you say that the same thing would apply, that there is a Heter for the Isser by Nazir's Beshela, by going to the Chacham, Uba Eimer, and regarding the new grain, by bringing the Eimer, and Vehe Gimel Ba'Arla, and you could have three stringencies by Arla, because by Arla also there's a Het Talis to after 3 years. There's a test, no, the Yishlamid, like the Laisavik, Rabbi Yehuda. We could say that, no, it doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the day of the Omer is totally forbidden. Elahira Mizuch Matze. Rather, it's that the morning of the 16th of Nisan already permits the new grain. Amenazer Nami. So to the Nazir, E. Mitchell, if he goes to ask on his Nazirs, ain't a head, Lodavashanaz. That's not really permitting something that was forbidden. It's not permitting what was forbidden. It's that the sage makes that was never forbidden in the first place. It's never forbidden, therefore, that's not considered, quote unquote, Het Ali Surah. Now, but Avala Pirish Kama, but according to the first interpretation, that of Rashi, that he says that when you don't have Heter Lisur, he means to say that there's no Heter during the time of the Isser. And regarding Chadish and Nazir, he explains that by Chadish, like Rabbi Huda, which the bringing of the Omer permits it to Hexman, and Nazir has Heter because he can be Shal Naziris, that's his Taisis, have a Maslach Shuvai, so that should be considered in Heter Lisur, Masha Priyatsman Asalim, this is the fruit itself is forbidden forever, but you might subar the Shalish, and according to him, you would have three stringencies. According to Rashi, that's the difficult. The next says Master begins with the Gemara, the Dima Miyayin Lechudei. Maybe it's just from the wine itself. Says that one, what would be Tzirf? In other words, the Gemara was rejecting the initial proof that according to Rekivi, hold Hetem Tzarf Le'Isser from the fact that we say by the Nazir that his bread was soaked with wine, and the Yeshbe Litzarif Kedekizai Zichayv Malkis. So the Gemara, no, maybe it's to be Mitzarf the wine that's in the bread itself. So then says Tzarf Lashon Litzarif, then how do you explain the combination? So Zashab, no, it makes sense. Kolem, in other words, since it's absorbed, so maybe you think that it wouldn't be able to be combined. No, you could even combine it, even though it's in the bread itself. But maybe it's just from the wine itself. The next says the master begins with the Gemara Rabbanon. No, they cannot learn enough from Basa B'chal because the Chiddush, because it's a novelty. Which Tosfos asks, he says Temel Rashba, Hatin Lech Rabbah. This all goes according to Rabbah that says it's a Chiddush. El Abay Dis Leper Kol Basa. But according to Bayin Chol Nafkov Chesam Rabbah, the Basa B'chal of Chiddush Ruhiyot Basa B'chal is not a Chiddush. Amay Esos Amel Menazel Tam Kikur. According to him, why do Rabbanon have to learn out from Nazel Tam Kikur if he could learn out from Basa B'chal? The next says the master begins with the Gemara Elios Miguli Nachem. Rather, and Bekiva learns out Tam Kikr from the emissions of a non-kosher pot. From the fact that you had to do kashering, obviously because the taste itself would make the Jewish food forbidden. Chase explains, well, Hikshar Rabbi Yisif. Hey, if Bekiva Tam Kikr and Nazim Gulen Nachem, how's he learning out for Nazir, which is the context we're talking about over here, to tell you Tam Kikr, from the emissions of a non-kosher pot, HaNazir Kalma Kalisir Shabbatar, but Nazir is more lenient from all Eastern Nature, like our Sugis explains, She'en Yisur Yisur Eilam, it's not a forbidden, it's not an everlasting Yisur, V'yashat L'Yisur, there's permissibility for the Yisur, so how could you learn it out from Giulin Acher? But Tirits, on that, the Rav Yisuf explains, he says, oh, because the Midyan Nami, what do you mean, the Halach of Giulin Acher is by the Parsh of Midyan. There, their vessels had absorptions of wine, which was forbidden for the Nazirim. And for the fact that they had to do Hagol to Kasha, the wine for the Nazirim, from the Ikalana, Tam Kikr, even regarding the laws of Nazir. So next is Matzah begins with the word, the Gemara Rabbanu, according to Rabbanu Kedir Bas Yemenami. What do you mean? A pot even on the same day itself, Yevshalai Pogmaport, it's not possible, it's not going to make it a little bit deficient. Which explains three opinions regarding this Halacha of Nizitam of Gam. Which is saying, according to Rabbanu, even the same day gives a deficient taste. And the Falahachi Ashakas, and still the Torah tells you that it's going to be forbidden until you kasher it. M'kain, so therefore, like Leflugibin Basim Lashem Basim. So there's no differentiation between if it's the day old or less than a day old, because either one, the Torah is making forbidden their blias, even though it's giving, meaning you can't say it's ever Leshvach, it's always going to be Tam Levgam. And Bekul Asrum, they're all forbidden, so therefore, that's why they said that it's a Chiddush because of Tam Levgam, and therefore you cannot learn out from Geulinach. Now, but Rabbi Akiva Sabra, he disagrees. He says, no, because they have a pug maklal. A pot that's within the same day that was used does not make it deficient at all. And therefore, again, it's not a chiddush, it's tam l'shvach, and the bikulur not from it. Avashim basim, the pug, sure, but he agrees, yeah. as you could see from our sugi. But if it wouldn't be that same day, which gives a bad taste, then yeah, it would be permitted, because then nice and tam lefkam mutter. When something gives a taste that's deficient, that's bad, then it's going to be permitted because they come from the vela, because we learn from the vela, which is only lager. But if it's not fit to be eaten, then it does not make the thing forbidden. This Reb Shimon also holds in the Pesach Zayin Menalf. But a third opinion, Remei and Polygal Ahazar, Remei disagrees with Reb Shimon over there, which is the same as Reb Kiva over here. Vesabi holds nice and Tamil of Gamazas, even if it's a bad taste, it's going to be forbidden. Because the Amigul of Nachum, he actually learns that out from the emissions of non kosher pets to us, because that's what Terry said forbidden. Avigav from nice and Tamil of Gamu, even as giving a bad taste, because the Philippe de Basiyami, he holds, even the part on the same day, like Rabbon over here, he actually Pogma Port, it's not possible, it doesn't give a little bit of bad taste. And he holds Bad, Vigul of Nachum, Lafkidishu. And that's not a Chiddish. And therefore, if it's not a Chiddish, so they'd be calling out for all these sermons in the Torah, because he holds nice and Tamil of Gam is not a Chiddish. We see that's going to be awesome. Oh, so if so, so then Masha hit our custom the Vela. So what do you? What? Why is the Torah then say that the Vela has a bad taste? It's going to be permitted. Only has to be worth Lager. If you say no, time Lagam is Aser. That says Tosfos Mukhlal B'Sruach Mekar. He explains that's only if that it was spoiled before it became the Isra of Nevela. Oh, well, since it was deficient before the Issa, so then the Issa is not going to take effect. But if it became Aser, then became Pogam, then you're right. It's not going to lose the status of an Issa. And therefore, according to Reb Meir, you could learn out from the emissions of the non-kosher pot, also with the law of Tam Ki Ikr, given the law of Chiddush, because it's not a novelty. According to that, there's three different opinions in this halacha of Nisan Tam Lev Gam. Either that, like Rabbanon, there's no difference, and by Nisan Tam Lev Gam, it's always going to be. The Rabban hold that it's in time of gam, it's even in the keder bas yoima, and that it's a chiddush. So yes, you can say it's also over here, but you cannot learn that to anywhere else to say tam kieker. According to Kibbutz Reb Shimon, that you're going to say that it's only by. They hold that tam of gam is actually mutter, and this that you learn it from Guli Nachrim is actually on the same day when it's tam leshvach. According to Reb Meir, that actually no, Tam of Gam is Aser, and you can learn Lechal Torah Kulu because it holds it's not a Chiddush. And because by Nevela is actually only because it became spoiled before it ever became Nevela, then it's not going to become Aser. But generally, Tam of Gam would be Aser.